Welcome to the Beauty Revival Podcast, where you're taken on a journey of miracles, transformation, and radical beauty inside and out. I'm your host, MB York. I'm a celebrity makeup artist, esthetician, former spa owner, and product developer. This isn't just another beauty podcast. This is a movement. I'm bringing you my best anti-aging, beauty, skincare, and makeup tips, but we're going way deeper. From Hollywood sets to the supernatural, from breaking free of toxic relationships to unlocking the divine power within you, this is where beauty meets faith and transformation begins. Say goodbye to society's toxic traps and hello to God's mission for your life. So if you're ready, hit play and let's get started. Welcome back to today's episode of Beauty Revival. And today, my episode is called Whiskey Sours, Ski Boots, and Signs from Sweet Home Chicago. Careful what you talk about, it might show up. So I just got back from my week in Chicago. I went back to obviously visit my dad, who isn't doing well. He is in hospice, and my mom and my brother are taking care of him, who they're just doing an absolute amazing job. So I was there to see him, but also to support them with everything that they're doing. And I'm just going to start off with a little teaser of a story. The morning that I was leaving Chicago, I was actually running to the gym, and my mom mentioned that she was out of bottled water because I was trying to make her a creatine drink with some vitamin C and one of my special concoctions. And so I told her that I'd pick some up after my workout for her, and she doesn't like to take help. She was like, no, I can get it later. I'm like, no, I'm absolutely getting it. So I leave the house and pull out into the street in their neighborhood, and I get not two doors down and sitting upright in the middle of the street and literally blocking my path is one single full bottle of water. And my reaction was, okay, this is getting ridiculous. So I'm going to tease that this is just not the first time something like that I'm talking about seems to physically appear. And I'm going to tell you more stories from previous episodes and this one to tie it all together. So I want to start off by saying that I just want to focus. I want to remind you that what we focus on and speak about matters. And I bought this book for my mom. Her birthday isn't until September, but I saw it and I'm like, I have to get this. It's called Your Mother's Story. Mom, I want to know everything about you. And it's a journal style book. I don't know if you guys have seen them before. I have seen them on Instagram. I know it's on Amazon, and I literally bought it at Walmart. So it has all these questions, like I'm just randomly opening up to a page, questions along the lines of, what is your most treasured memory of us together? Is there anything you always wanted to ask me but never did? If so, what is it? Did you read any books or do any research on becoming a mom? How did you prepare? What are three things all moms should know? Anyways, it goes on and on with all these questions. And so it was so much fun because throughout the trip, I was asking her questions and filling in her answers for her because she's just 24/7 taking care of my dad and doing all of her duties. And it was just so nice to see her light up and actually have the focus be on her. And she was telling us so many cute stories from her childhood. And it all led to her digging through drawers and pulling out her wallet from when she was 14 and her Lucky Girl Club tin box that had all the minutes and all the records from their meetings, which they had once a week in her house. And my mom just lit up, and it just was basically questions about her childhood, family, memories, life experiences. And I just recommend it to everyone. I wish I could do it with my daughter. For me, also, there's versions for dads. And now my dad has dementia, so he can't answer all of these questions. And I feel like we're all going to get there eventually if we haven't already. So while there's still time, this is such a great gift to get for holidays, birthday, Christmas. And when you are visiting your parents, it's a really fun thing to bring with you. And I even took it back home with me because I knew if I left it there, it would just sit and not get worked on. So now this way, every time I talk to her, I'm going to ask her a few more questions from the book. And it just really got her mind thinking a lot. She came running out of her bedroom the next day and said something along the lines of, I think you should do a podcast episode talking about how it's just enough. We have enough. And she had a little lingo, which I can't remember now, that tied it together because she had a very grounded, simple childhood where they had everything they needed. They actually were somewhat wealthy in today's standards, but she definitely was not spoiled. And she was a middle child. She had three sisters, and she basically just grew up with very strong values. Her dad was really strict, very Christian. Her Lucky Girl Club, they did Bible verses once a week. It was so cute seeing all of that. And honestly, it just made my mom light up so much. And I feel like it's a way to really organize and be structured with pulling out value from your time with your mom or your dad. So anyhow, I can't recommend it highly enough. And as much as we think we know our parents, there's probably hundreds of stories we've never asked. And I did learn a lot of new stories about her, about my dad, how much my dad means to her. My dad is her first crush her whole life. They've been married for, gosh, 60 some years now. They've been together basically since my mom was 14, and my mom is now in her 80s, as is my dad. My mom has a ring on her finger that my dad gave her for her 16th birthday, and they could not be cuter together. It's just amazing to see. So it just is nice to have that emotional depth when you're home with your parents. And we all have our funny things that we do as a family, but it just does bring more depth. So the next story I want to share is the night before I left, we had a party planned with my cousin and his wife coming over to see them. And just my brother, my mom and dad, and I. And we had ordered Giordano's deep dish pizza and had some like lemon blueberry wine that I got from Trader Joe's, which I highly recommend. We had kind of been making spritzers out of that all week. But the doorbell rings and I go to the front door and this woman is here. I open the door and she says, "Hi, I'm Mary Eileen. I'm here to meet you." And it was the cutest thing ever. And she was a neighbor from across the street. And I said, "Well, come on in." And so she came in and everyone was excited to see her. And we said, "You should stay with us. We have pizza and come sit down." And she said, "No, I need to go home and get a pitcher of whiskey sours and my husband." So it was so much fun. It just, she reminded me of someone from Mother Macaulay, my all-girls Chicago high school that I went to. And so she ran back home and came back with her husband and the pitcher of whiskey sours. And it was so much fun, basically, just having all of this Chicago storytelling with absolutely no filter. I was telling my other Chicago friends since kindergarten that it's so funny to be back there because Chicago people have no filter. And they're just telling these stories that are just shameless and hilarious. And it's kind of how my whole family is too. So it was just so grounded and down to earth and just so the opposite of what Scottsdale conversations can be like sometimes. So anyways, the conversation eventually turned to how our phones listen to us when you're having a conversation, and then they start sending you targeted ads. And I jumped in and told this story about this experiment that I did with Ellie when we were on a road trip once from Phoenix to LA. And I know I told it before in a previous episode, but she was telling me the same thing, just that whatever you're talking about, your phone is listening and it'll start giving you ads for whatever it is. And so since we were just on a 6-hour road trip, I said, why don't we just do a test and just deliberately pick something random to talk about and see if we get ads for it. So we picked ski boots, and it was the middle of the summer. And so we just started, and I set a little timer and said, let's just go for 3 minutes. And so we just made it conversational style and said, we really need to get new ski boots before we go to Deer Valley. I'm so excited for the trip. And then she would jump in and say, I do need new ski boots too. And we just kept saying it over and over, ski boots, ski boots, ski boots, for 3 minutes straight. And we weren't shopping for ski boots or searching for them, but we just specifically wanted to see whether an ad would appear. So no ads appeared. We were randomly checking our phones afterwards, and we did not get any ads. And so later that same day, I had gotten her to her apartment in West Hollywood, and we were walking through the neighborhood going somewhere, and right in the middle of the sidewalk is a pair of ski boots. And I go, look, oh my God, we manifested actual ski boots. And in her little neighborhood, people would put stuff out on the grass that they wanted to just get rid of. You might see an occasional dresser or a couch. And randomly, we had ski boots right in the middle of the sidewalk. And so anyways, it's just crazy to realize, again, I've talked about it a lot. I see it all the time in my life. But when we were specifically focusing, that we brought them into our reality. So you just got to be super focused on what it is that we're creating or focusing on. So back to the bottle of water, I told that story. And the next morning, my mom says she needs bottled water. And so I'm like, okay, I'll get some. And I go outside. And like I said, I barely got 2 houses down to a bottle of water appearing in the road, blocking my drive. So the point is, the universe heard me talking about how this is a phenomenon, and then it had it happen again. And I think I've also shared the story of a client of mine years ago that had her patio, her pool equipment stolen from her backyard. And she talked about the story a lot, and she told it to a lot of people. And literally, she got new patio or pool equipment, and not a week later, her pool equipment was stolen again. And it is the power of your words. So my mom will do it a lot, where there's a certain song that she says always comes on when she goes to these events with my dad, little concerts, library, dueling piano things that they go to, whatever it is. And she says it over and over. Every time I go, they play the song. And so I said, it's because you say it with your words. But anyways, just be aware, and then kind of reeling it back to my pink flamingo story. If you guys watch or listen to my last episode on miracle birthday miracles, pink flamingos, and leopard fur, I talked about a similar thing. And I talked about how this pink flamingo umbrella just appeared on the road as I was driving out of my neighborhood after we waited for a garbage truck to empty this dumpster. It just somehow didn't make it into the garbage truck and ended up in my path. And I felt like it was for me because it was pink and it was so clear. And I have it in my car now just because it makes me laugh. But I talked about my friend Jill in the episode who had bought me the leopard fur bedding that I wanted when I had put it in my cart at Home Goods. It's a cute story. If you guys haven't listened to the episode, I won't retell it all here. You got to go back and listen. But Jill, I was on a walk in Chicago going through all these beautiful green. They've had a ton of rain. Everything was so green, the green grass, the green trees. It was so nice to get out in the cool weather and just walk, 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 walk. And on one of my walks, Jill texted me, and it was a photo of this computer on a desk that had pink flamingos all over it. And Jill said, "We're at the doctor's office, and this nurse has pink flamingos all over. I was telling her about your episode and all about you." And right as she's texting me this, I look up, and literally a truck passes by with the word umbrella on it. So I'm thinking, come on. So I sent that to Jill, and I'm like, in the beauty revival universe, there's only one logical conclusion, and it's that the nurse clearly needs to hear the Birthday Miracles, Pink Flamingos, and Leopard Blanket episode. So I sent it to Jill so she could quickly send it to the nurse. And this is just how evangelism works in my world, apparently. So God sends flamingos and commercial vehicles. But it all makes sense to me if you follow closely enough. So the deeper point is, what are we talking about all day? I feel like you can call it God winks, synchronicity, signs, coincidence, manifestation, or just simply noticing what you're focused on. But the bigger lesson is really just to pay attention of what you're repeatedly thinking about and speaking about, because our thoughts and words are powerful. And we constantly rehearse outcomes with our mouths, and we tell ourselves stories all day long, and we speak things over our businesses, our families, our bodies, our money, relationships, our futures. And if your attention can suddenly become hyper-focused enough that ski boots and bottles of water seem to materialize into your awareness, what happens with the things that actually matter? Which brings me to my closing of every episode. I always talk about Romans 12:2, renewing your mind, and how we're supposed to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I just was reminded myself, because I'd been having a hard time making some decisions in my business with some new directions I'm taking, new people I'm hiring, and I had kind of been stalling making these decisions. But it was like, okay, like, release the fear, renew your mind, everything is aligning, and choose faith and just choose the focus and the visualization, because it absolutely does work. And I feel like we just get really tripped up when we get pulled into fear loops. And I talked about it in an earlier episode too, even with our health. When I had chronic fatigue, Epstein-Barr syndrome years ago, every time I would start feeling symptoms of that coming on, I would have this dialogue in my mind that was like, oh no, I can't get sick right now. This is horrible timing. And I had this negative self-talk that I would do that was all fear related. And I learned how to change my thinking to absolutely not. I'm feeling better and better, the renewing of my mind. And one of the more recent ones I've learned is, my body is a wellness making machine. And while I was in Chicago, I talked also about this before, I do hit the Planet Fitness there because there's one where my parents in their town, and I did the red light therapy bed. And I do this visualization when I'm in the bed, and I've done this for years. I'll tell it to you really quick because it's kind of cool. When I'm laying in there, I first just visualize this lavender foam going over my entire body, my arms, my torso, everything in my entire body. And I just instill it with lodging any tumors, anything that's growing. It's dislodging and dismantling it. And then I create this golden net with my mind. And the golden net just destroys and scoops out anything that's cancerous, that's just an unhealthy cell. And I go through my entire body with this net from head to toe. And then I put the net into this incinerator where it just burns. And then sometimes I'll do it twice if I feel I have to. And especially because I had had some wine. And again, I'll fast forward at the ending to tell you the other thing I do after the whiskey sours. But I'm always very conscious of just keep speaking life and wellness and positive healing into my body, especially if I'm doing something that isn't that healthy. So I go through with this golden net. I get out any precancerous things, any tumors, throw it into the incinerator. And then I have this white stream of water that comes down from the heavenly realm, and it rinses off all of the lavender foam, anything that's remaining of any icky, junky stuff in my body. And that water rinses through me and goes down into the earth where it's just recycled way down into the core of the earth. And then I take a lavender blanket and I wrap my entire body with this lavender infused blanket. And then I have this steel shell that I enclose myself in so that nothing can harm and touch me. So it was just nice to get my breaks and go in there and kind of preserve my mental health when I'm not sleeping in my own bed. I didn't sleep that great there. I had my creatine too, though. Another great tip, if you ever don't have a good night's sleep, you're supposed to take like 20 milligrams or grams. I know one scooper, I think it's 5 grams. You just up the dosage by to 20, and it really clears your brain function. And so that really helped me. I had sent some there for my mom and dad, and I was trying to get my mom to take it every day because I just feel, like I said before, it really helps with building muscle and preserving your mind. So having some of these practices in place where, like I said, you're kind of getting double duty when I'm doing my red light. I'm also doing this visualization, and I'm really thinking, focusing my mind on detox, on wellness, and being healthy. So again, super, super important. So I also wanted to tie in that another quick little thing from this trip. When I talked about before in my pink Bible on the bar stool episode, how I met my friend Shelby. And if you haven't listened to that episode, you should go back and listen to it. It's one of my favorite ones because it's such a miraculous story. And before I went to Chicago, she sent me this prayer for my whole family. It was amazing. It was just this beautiful prayer and a text. And it did include in it something along the lines that we would just all feel the supernatural peace of Jesus, and that our house would just be infused with signs that he is there, that we would all feel it and see it. And literally the first night that we were there, we ended up watching The Devil Wears Prada. And literally the lights in our family room kept flickering on and off. And we were all talking about it. It's not something that normally happens at their house. So it was just that exact peace and presence. So we all just felt like, whoa. I told Shelby, I'm like, your prayer is already working. And then this morning, I'm back at home. My mom sent me the nicest message and said that she got up and she said that she just felt this peace in the house, that she hadn't felt before. She said everything just felt so good and so peaceful. And I just want to say thank you so much for bringing that peace with you. And it really was the supernatural peace of Jesus. You can feel it. So just bringing it back to family in Chicago. We also went to a concert one night in their town, and it was like this Bon Jovi Journey cover band. It was so much fun just being with my mom and dad and brother and having lawn chairs and listening to music from my high school years. It was just so nice and grounded to be there with our feet in the grass and meeting new neighbors and just literally having this grounded Midwestern little trip. It was so just amazing. And Mary Eileen showing up with the whiskey sours was as much a part of the miracle as some huge supernatural event. Like sometimes the gift is simply that these moments happen at all. I know I don't randomly knock on someone's door and say, I'm here to meet you. I mean, what a great neighbor. I need to learn from her and try to do better. And I love that my parents have someone like her nearby that is that sweet and personable and there for support when it matters. And again, the book for my mom that mattered so much, I can't highly recommend that enough. It's just important that we capture the stories and ask the questions and let people talk. So now that I'm back home in Arizona, I'm on full beauty revival detox. I literally came in last night and put all my clothes in the washer and dryer and back with my leopard fur blanket and fluffy pillows. And as much as I love Chicago and Giordano's and the whiskey sours and my Trader Joe's blueberry lemon wine Swiss spritzers, I'm now like activating detox mode. So this morning I just cleaned my whole place and then I walked to Sprouts and I bought celery and salad and avocado and lemon and orange. And I came home and I juiced the celery. And then I prepped a protein collagen spirulina shake for later. I booked my afternoon stretch infrared sauna class. I got my water ready with my creatine, emergency electrolytes, Himalayan sea salt, hydrogen tablets, slice of orange, slice of lemon, dash of coconut water, chilling in the fridge for when I leave. And I just am getting myself reset and ready for the week. I'm heading to LA on Wednesday for a big meeting that I'm super excited about. I'll be filling you guys in my next episode. So basically, Chicago, Mary Beth has left the building and Beauty Revival, Mary Beth is back. So I am bringing the best parts of Chicago home with me. So in closing, just ask the questions while people are here to answer them, like your mom or your dad, and tell the stories. Like, don't filter all the life out of everything and pay attention to the funny little things that appear and pay attention to your God language. Most importantly, pay attention to what you're thinking and speaking repeatedly. You don't have to pretend everything is perfect and you could still be waiting on huge prayers, but don't spend the waiting period verbally rehearsing fear. You need to renew your mind. You need to speak life. You need to pray boldly and expect God to move. And pay attention when the little reminders show up, because apparently, sometimes you talk about ski boots and get ski boots. Sometimes you ask for water and find a bottle sitting in the street. And sometimes God reminds you that while you're waiting on the really big things, He hasn't forgotten one single detail. So be careful what you talk about, because it might just show up. So I hope you guys have a great week ahead and that you learn something from this and that you'll share with me your own God stories. So have a great week ahead. Love you guys. Bye. That's a wrap on today's episode of Beauty Revival. Remember, true beauty starts in the mind and spirit. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. If today's message spoke to you, share this episode with a friend who needs a little beauty revival in their life. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It helps more women just like you step into their God-given glow. For more inspiration, beauty tips, and faith-fueled empowerment, connect with me on Instagram at mbyork.beauty and check out my website, mbyork.com. Until next time, stay radiant, stay revived, and let's glow.